Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Jeff?
It is.
Oh, hey, I don't know if we got cut off or if
No,
it
was kind of funny. Right when you called to get paid, Angie's leads called me on the other line and got paid. And we didn't have as much stuff to talk about as me and you were about to do, so that's why I figured I'll just handle that real fast. So I just gave her my card number and she got the payment and that was it, and she said I'll start getting calls tomorrow, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was on the phone that long, and then I lost you, and I'm like, crap.
Yeah, no, I figured. That's why I called back and left a message, so I figured you'd call back. So, so that's what I'm thinking is the problem, is that the card probably is still good, but it has a new expiration, because that's the error that I'm getting.
Well, what card you got? What's the last four digit card you got?
9108.
No, you can, any card you got on there, you can just delete them all. I got a brand new one, and this is going to be my primary payment method.
Okay, so let me put in the new card, and that will actually delete the other card. So moving forward, everything will stay on the new one.
All right. So what do I always get again? You said 298?
249, I believe. Let me look. Yeah, 249.
Well, it's usually $200 a month, but you guys had to tack on a little extra because I was a little late or something?
No, you've always paid $249. Other than the first month, it was $398. That had the setup fee on it, but you've always paid the
$249. Okay.
$200 a month,
but either way, it's fine.
Yep. Okay, so
yeah, if there's something I've been doing wrong for these past couple months, because I'm wondering, like, you know, damn, I keep paying these guys for local special. I've only got probably 2 jobs this month and 5 jobs this month. Like, I'm not getting, like, no jobs compared to Angie's leads, but maybe I've been doing something wrong this whole time, so maybe we'll try to fix that today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account and apply any updates that will improve performance. And then on your end, if you start using that review generator email, that's what I was talking about when you took the other call, is that will help you get a 5-star rating on Google. So that's going to help you tremendously. And then I can even show you how to get on the dashboard and go in and make updates as needed, because that might help you as well.
All right, and don't mind me, I just have to ask. I'm not trying to sound pushy by no means, but you know how long this process is going to take, because I really should have been on a job like 2 hours ago, but I've been on the phone with customers and doing paperwork this morning. I've been on the phone since like 8:30 this morning.
Oh, wow.
I got to get on the road here eventually, but I just don't know how long this should take, roughly, like 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
So why don't we just update the payment, and then I can send a message to customer support to call you back to go over the dashboard, and they'll call you within 1 minute.
As long as I can take no 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, no, we'll go fast. Okay, so first let's put in the new card number, and then I'll show you the dashboard. So go ahead when you're ready, Jeff.
All right, 5491.
Okay.
7000.
Okay.
1330.
Okay.
4498.
Okay. Expiration?
627.
And the code on the back?
377.
And this is still the Rymel Street for the billing address, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So let me get the authorization there, and you will be good to go. And then you said you've never been on your dashboard, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so if you go to my.localsplash.com. That will take you to a page that asks you for a username and a password.
My.localsplash.com?
Correct.
Correct.
All right, I'm on the page.
Okay, so the username is your 10-digit phone number, Jeff. There's no spaces or dashes. Just put in the 10 digits. And then the password, let me look at what the temporary password is. I'm going to email you this info too, just so that you have it. But the password is all lowercase, all one word, and it's Go Profit. Now, once you hit enter, I think it'll take you to a page that says local / terms of experience. You can just go. Okay.
All right, I'm on it.
Okay, so does it say local / terms of experience?
Yep.
So scroll to the bottom. There's going to be a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized on the account. And then just plug in your name and hit confirm signature.
Okay.
And once you do that, you'll get to a page that says local / advanced reporting.
Oh, do I gotta check this little box off? I certify that I am authorized holder.
Yeah, you gotta certify that you're authorized, and then put in your name exactly the way we have it, which I think it's Jeff, not Jeffrey.
Yeah, it is Jeffrey. My bad.
Yeah, so put Jeff Pettick, and then hit confirm, and then once you're in, like I said, it'll take you to the page that says local / advanced reporting.
Yeah, I got a business info, Jeff Slaw, landscape transform removal.
Right. So those leads that you said you never went and looked at, if you click on the box that says 14 leads.
Oh, my God. I've never got that much.
You can go in and you can look at what the activity that has been going on in the account, okay? So this is where the leads are stored, the client information as far as phone numbers, if they left an email or whatnot. So you can go in, and every time somebody fills out the contact form on your website, that lead is stored here in your dashboard, okay? Then if you
that
go...
That can't even happen with your text messages.
Yeah, that's why it's always better to refer to the dashboard, because you know how cell phone providers are sometimes. Sometimes they block a text, or sometimes a text comes in after the fact. So it's always good to just double-check on the dashboard. But if you go at and look at the top, and just for time constraint, because I know that you're busy, I want to let you know that on the main page where it says home, the only two sections that you have a zero are in the Google ad clicks and in the reviews. Now, the review generator email I just sent you will help you. Every time you get a review on Google, it's going to start showing in that section. The Google ad clicks doesn't apply to you because you're not doing Google pay-per-click ads with us. You're doing the local map optimization on Google, which is where it shows the Google profile action. Okay? So are you on the lead page still, or did you go back to home?
I'm back on the home and we're showing like local leads, listings, Google profile.
Okay,
like,
so if you click on the 17 Google profile actions,
mm-hmm.
This is where you'll see there's a little pie chart down at the lower left. It shows 487 total views. So 487 times your company has actually been found on the first page of Google. And then Google will track the second step people took to find you. So 16 clicks to the website, one click to call you, 254 image views. That means that on your Google business page, we have some images up there, and those images are getting a lot of traction. And then if you go to the top of the page again and go to those tabs, home, leads, website, the very last one says business info. Do you see that?
Let's see here. So business info?
Yep. If you click on that section, this is the section I was talking about where you can go in and make updates on your own. So if you hover over any of these sections, you'll see a little pen icon showing up at the right. So you can modify any of these sections. Any modifications that you make from here will automatically be sent to our technicians and updated on your listing within 1 to 3 business days. Matter of fact, I see on the website here it's blank, so I'm going to add it for you. The website that we built is just landscapingandtreeservices.com. So I'm adding that here. Now, if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see
My phone's so low, it's being a little slow today.
You're what? Oh, you're doing this from your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. So just let me know.
Basically, trying to say, just to kind of move forward a little bit, basically trying to say is when I start getting jobs from you guys from now on, when I make the payment today, which is already made, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The payment
so
went through.
Yeah, okay, good. So what you're trying to say is I'll start noticing a lot more jobs coming in off the web, up the website versus just text messages.
Well, what I believe is that most people, when they see you on the first page of Google, they're going to click to call you directly, go to your website for immediate contact. So most people, they're not even going to fill out this lead form because they've already talked to you, okay? But there will be rare occurrences where they can't call you because maybe they're looking you up and they're at work or they're with family. So in those instances, they can absolutely put into your site what it is that they need, and that's when you get a notification that there's a lead coming through. You see what I mean?
So
most people will already have talked to you, though. So start asking people when they call you how they found you. And you're going to hear more often than not, oh, I looked you up online. I found you on the Internet. I saw you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program. But the last thing that's very pertinent that I want to show you, and then I can let you go because I know that you're busy, but on the business info page, did that ever load for you?
What's that?
So the tab at the top? Yeah, the tab at the top, home, leads, website, and then there's the one that says business info.
Yeah.
If you click on that.
Landscape designer, lawn care service, tree service.
Right. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can see that there's a logo, a cover photo, some business photos. We use stock photos, it looks like, in getting you set up initially. But let's say you have a really cool before and after image or some cool landscaping that you did that you'd want to showcase. You can come here and click on any of the photos or the little pen icon at the right, and you can upload new photos. And they would automatically go on your web page and your Google Business page. So that's a neat feature because, you know, sometimes as a business owner, if the only time you have a free moment is at 2 in the morning, so be it. You can access this dashboard 24 hours a day.
Okay. Let me ask you. Do you guys do insurance jobs like if a tree falls in a house, you know, like in a bad windstorm, and they're looking to get a tree removed? Like, you know, insurance jobs can pay a heck of a lot more than you know, just charging to, you know, cut a tree down.
Yes.
My buddy did a job for a tree. We had a bad windstorm here in Michigan a couple weeks ago. Like, it was pretty high winds and some trees. A tree fell over at this guy's house and. He looked tree companies up on Google and found my buddy DJ Wyatt Landscaping. He's pretty good too.
Yes.
And it was his insurance covered it, so he charged up the buck for that. Like, he charged, normally he said he would have charged probably $3,000 for that job, and he charged $7,000.
Wow.
That's an extra bonus.
So everybody. Everybody uses Google. Google is the number one word of mouth provider. So you're absolutely right. If somebody has an insurance claim, the insurance companies, they have their go-to. They'll say, oh, you can call these three guys. These are the ones we use all the time. But if you choose to use your own, you can let us know and we'll cover it. So a lot of people will just Google it themselves because they want to find their own company, and you would still be showing up in those cases. So what I would recommend is, do you see the description section on your website in this business info page? We can add here. We can put specializes in insurance claims or something like that so that when people see you, that's front and center, and then they're very comfortable to call you. But to answer your question, they'll already be finding you even if you don't make the modification. But it's always good if you want to kind of focus on it to kind of add it to your description.
Okay.
Yeah, so that way, you know, it'll help you. So, yeah, so what I would recommend is when you have a little bit more time, kind of poke around the dashboard a little bit, look at all the different sections, make some modifications, and then start using that review generator email that I sent you. And then if you have any questions down the road, Jeff, we're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. So you could always call in, and you have an entire customer support team that can assist you if you ever had further questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, good. I'm happy that we had a little bit of chance to show you a little bit more about how this works, because you've been paying for it, and this is the first time you've been on the dashboard. So I'm so glad that I was able to show you that.
And you can email – can you email me a phone number? Can you give me – email me that website again with my username and password and –
Yes. So I already sent it. It says, yep, absolutely. It says login credentials to advanced reporting. It's already in your inbox. If it's not in your inbox, check your filtered mail. We send it from a very large Gmail server. But that has your login for the my.localsplash.com, your username and your password. But also at the bottom, it has our customer support number. So that way you have it readily available if you ever have questions down the road.
All right, but you can email me that stuff with the website?
Yep, I already did. The login for the site, right?
Sweet.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Okay, so refer to that one, and then the other one I sent you earlier that says learn how to get more reviews. Those two emails will both help you tremendously.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm happy that we did it in a timely manner so you can get back to work. So thank you for updating the payment, Jeff. And if you have any other questions, you can call us. And in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. You too. Bye.